like they cared, you know, they're, well, that meeting on, well, you know, apparently you don't think a lot about me. You spend a lot of time thinking about yourself, like me. And that took a long time to learn. And I went to this meeting, and I said, my name's Carolyn, I'm an alcoholic. And I didn't believe it. I just said it because I needed to be engaged. And, you know, he was not getting the hints. I mean, I was following him to meetings. And so I stopped drinking. And what happened was I got a brain tumor, I think. And, you know, you had to be like a falling down drunk, at least where I was, to get into detox. Falling down drunk. And I wasn't a falling down drunk. I was like a sitting up and standing one, but... But I didn't, you know, I didn't get invited to a facility until I was 10 years sober. And so I thought I was having a brain tumor. I could not understand the pain that I had in my head. And I had no insurance. I was trying to go to school. I went to the health center, and I walked into the doctor's office, and I told him that I have some kind of brain tumor or something. Like, I don't understand this pain. And he said, I'll tell you what. He said, and I just kind of mentioned, like, I don't know, flip of the hand, you know, oh, well, you know, I haven't drank, you know, not like, oh, I think this is related to my brain tumor. And he said, you know what? He said, why don't you go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, one meeting a week for a month, and if you still have that brain tumor, I will run every test I can to find that brain tumor free of charge. Okay. No problem, because I was trying to get engaged anyway, right? So now I'm going to get engaged, and I'm going to have my brain tumor treated. And I want this meeting Friday night in Naples, and I looked in the book, you know, it was the time of the paper books, and I looked in, and I found this meeting, and I was going to be anonymous, right? In late, out early. Thank you. And did you leave any water in this flask? In early, out late, I wasn't going to stand out, you know, so I dressed to the nines, and this room had a piano, right? Everybody else is sitting down, and I'm standing on the piano like nobody's going to see me. And I would run out, right? I would just run out. You know, I didn't even hang for the prayer. And I did that for 4 weeks, and I went back to this doctor, and the brain tumor had dissipated a little bit. And I walked in, and there's the serenity prayer, and, you know, his time, and, you know, there's the logo, and, you know, one day at a time, it's all over his office. It's like, you tricked me. And but what I had found in those meetings in that 4 weeks was I couldn't understand why you were laughing, why you thought this was funny. And you had something, right? And you had something, and it looked good, and I wanted it. I wanted it. And, you know, in hindsight, I know what that was, and it was hope. It was hope. And I wanted to belong because I didn't belong to anything. And... you know, so I'm still trying to get married and going to all of his meetings, and except for these meetings, I'm going to myself. I never got that guy, by the way. Nothing. I got nothing from him. Nothing. And, but what I caught was alcoholism. And... I didn't really appreciate it at first, you know. I showed up to the meetings, and, you know, if you're new, don't leave the room when they're trying to find people to be of service, okay, because you come back in the room and you got a commitment. Really? I would sit in the room with my legs crossed because it's like, I don't want to be of service to anybody. I just want to feel better, and I want to figure out how to live, not in pain, in my own skin. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. And the idea of, like, I'm never going to drink again, that wasn't on the table. I didn't believe that you didn't. And then I saw, you know, I'm in college, right? I'm kind of smart. and